We've been doing quite a bit of community outreach, which is not necessarily super visible, but we think really, really important. We've been networking in the activist community and other key groups just to make sure that we really do understand what people want and that we have connections in place so that we can all work together to affect change eventually.
And what are you hearing from people in the community, from other activist groups and for people who are involved in all of this activity?
You know, there's a lot of people doing a lot of similar stuff. So I think that's really a key takeaway for us is that we don't want to be an organization that recreates the wheel. We have been, blessed sort of with this great community and this great following after the march, which was so wildly successful. So we'd like to help those people engage by participating in things that are already going on. We don't necessarily plan to do tons and tons of initiatives all the time. We're sort of targeting maybe 3 or 4 key things a year and then little things as they arise. But what we'd really like to do, and this is, again, reflected back from the community and what else we hear about that's going on, is to be a hub, sort of be a hub for people so that they can learn and participate and we can help bring people together so that our actions have more power. So we're not, recreating events that are already going on. And actually, a great example of that is the Pride event coming up. That community is already really focused on their events that weekend, Pride weekend, June 17th and 18th. And so we're going to be supporting them, asking marchers to come out and support the LGBTQ community with their love and presence and, a little marching feet on June 18th so that we can have a good showing for them.
I know you're also putting a call out for people to come and participate in the upcoming Juneteenth celebrations in Denver.
Yes, we are. We feel like just being present at some of those things is really important too. We want to demonstrate to that community and any community that has in any way been marginalized or experienced a lack of social justice, we want to be sure they know that we're there to be supportive of that community. So we felt like it was really important and to have a presence there, and we're really excited about that. And we are looking for volunteers to help staff a booth and just greet people and talk about how they can get involved and what they need from us, really. We want to be listeners as much as participants in things. We really, really want to hear from people what's important to them and how we can help them and support them.
There has been so much organizing and engagement on social media, and the marches mm-hmm. that happened in January were a perfect example of that. But that also translated into people getting out onto the streets. So I know that you said that the board members have stepped back a little bit since the massive march on Colorado in January to engage with the community to see what's next. But is there still a big mm-hmm. online presence of all of those people who were out on the streets in January for the women's marches?
Yes, absolutely. There's a great Facebook presence, and we're working on trying to get the website revised a little bit and trying to drive people more to the website, which is March on Colorado. There's nearly 10,000 people active on a Facebook page right now.
And what have been some of the challenges of maintaining and sustaining all of the energy from January, and particularly the fact that we're seeing so many groups now have formed? Is there a concern mm-hmm. amongst the activist communities that we're kind of splitting the energy, that there needs to be maybe more focus because there are so many events happening and so many groups that have formed?
That's a really good question. So challenges, let me take that one first. The challenges, I think, are just in engaging people are just that it is a grassroots organization. So by definition, it's very loosely formed and really sort of rose up organically. And so that has been a challenge, figuring out how we're going to maintain just enough structure to really actually get things done and without overthinking everything and so that we don't get anything done. So that there has been some tension in that regard. And so that's why we, like I said, took a little bit of time to step back and really think through. And I feel like we've come to a great place to be able to tackle that now and really think about what things are viable and what things, probably aren't going to happen. So that was a challenge. In terms of so many activist groups, it's true. There are a lot of activist groups. But what I'm seeing, and I believe all of the board members would agree with me on this, what I'm seeing is a lot of connection in the community. And that's the kind of work that is not super visible. And so it's hard to really get people to understand what's going on behind the scenes. But it's really important work because it is sort of serving to get us all on the same page. We're all participating a lot in various leadership groups, activist groups, committees, structures, you know, loosely organized through the Democratic Party and also through the activist networks. People really are talking and getting together and coming to the table and discussing the different things and how I can support you. So there's not a real competitive environment, but rather how can we all feed in together and do the same things? And we recognize that certain groups do certain things better. There's a group called the Watchers that just shows up and, you know, silently protests and we're watching you. So things like that, they do a great job at that. There's groups that are hosting community events on a more regular basis and they do that. So we want to help promote those things and sort of be a conduit. But there's a lot more cooperation going on than it probably looks like. And I think just by the nature of this work, it's really impossible to be one voice on the same page. And that would sort of be counterintuitive to what we're trying to achieve, right? We want to hear all voices.
Is the best way for people to contact you and engage with you, is that through the Facebook page?
The Facebook page that I would direct people to for now would be the March on Colorado. They can message us that way or go to the website and send an email, the website www.marchoncolorado.org. And yeah, we would really love for people to continue to stay involved and engaged and let us know how they'd like our help and how we can be there for the community and how they'd like to participate in what we're doing.